Charges and exit fees. See ssceairtricity.com/save760.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location. Free parking. Knox Hotel. That's NOX. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
Listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio. Nighttime Talk. Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kuehl on Ireland's classic hits radio.
Mí Balta, Míle Nígid, Shaska Cúig, Ví Keith Richards, Ona Rolling Stones, In Oston America, Ví Glórin Chian, August an Mádzan Thareish, Ví an Ciol a Gór, I Can't Get No Satisfaction Ega. Ihovíl sa trí, formáts an tús album o Fall Out Boy, Take This to Your Grave. Mí Baltana, Míle Nígid, Shaska Seacht, Foremost, a huge album of Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced? Tána Hauron, Foxy Lady, Hey Joe, August, Purple Haze, Le Fall Air. Foxy Lady. Mí Baltana, Míle Nígid, 83, Honnach Mud and Moonwalk, Le Michael Jackson, Éireann Teilifís, Tún Chéad Uair.
That's Crack August Kuehl on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good evening, I'm Aidan Delaney. The Minister for Integration says the government wants to see decisions on migrant applications made much faster. Roger O'Gorman says he hopes that tighter requirements will process applications within a year. Meanwhile, it's expected that planned cuts for migrant payments will be presented at Cabinet tomorrow. Minister O'Gorman says applicants need to move through the system more quickly.
Much of this is linked to the Asylum and Migration Pact, which will put much tighter requirements in terms of processing on all EU member states. But we want to see a first instance decision within 6 months. You know, hopefully within a year, the entire process has gone through. That's what we should be moving towards. And that will move people through the system much more quickly. We won't have a need for such a large amount of accommodation because people will be told yes, no, much more quickly than is currently the situation.
A UN staff member has been killed and another injured after their vehicle came under fire in Gaza as they were travelling to the European hospital in Rafah. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a full investigation. His deputy spokesperson confirmed the security personnel killed was an international staff member, marking the first such UN death in the Gaza conflict. New planned laws to increase the legal age to purchase tobacco will save the next generation from smoking. Cabinet is set to back new legislation introduced by the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, which will make the sale of cigarettes to under-21s legal. The bill will not affect those currently 18 and over who now are legally entitled to buy tobacco. And Dublin City Council have voted to grant a 250-year lease for Tulca Park to Shelburne Football Club. It follows a long-standing campaign from fans to ensure the stadium remains in the club's hands. There were plans for Shells and neighbours Bohemians to enter into a groundshare proposal in Dalymount Park, but that was shot down by officials in 2022. In a statement, the Save Tulca Park campaign thanked the council for the decision and says this is a win for the people. And that's your news for now.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group.
For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024.
MIG.ie.
A mix of clearer spells and isolated showers for many tonight with cloud building and top temperatures between 6 and 10 degrees. You're up to date to the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, Nighttime Talk on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hello, good evening. You're welcome back to Hour 2 on Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan. You've got me tonight and tomorrow night. And I want to hear from you. Get involved in some of the conversations. Massive thank you to everyone who participated in the first hour. Still loads of texts rolling in on that. So if we get a chance later, we might come back to some of them. But what I want to talk to you about now is OnlyFans. So if you know what OnlyFans is, if you know, you know, right? But if you don't, just a bit of background. OnlyFans is an internet content subscription service based in London. And the service is used primarily by sex workers who produce pornography, but they also host the work of like other content creators like PTs, musicians. So yeah, look, some of it's raunchy, some of it's not, but it has a bad rap, right? So I want to know tonight if you have ever been on OnlyFans, if you know anyone on OnlyFans, like anyone who has a profile on it, and what your thoughts are on it. Because some people can be a bit negative about it. Some people are like, fair play, if that's how you make your living. Because we got this email in, and it's kind of an interesting one because, well, I'll ask you why afterwards. It says, hi, please don't say my name. I want you to bring up a topic on the show and I don't want to be identified. I'm a 24-year-old student studying to become a personal trainer. Through my teen years, I played sports. It was always my dream to become a trainer for women. I was raised by a single mom and female empowerment is really important to me. Growing up, we didn't have a lot of cash, but my mom always did her best. I have an Instagram with a pretty good enough following at the moment, 12,000. And a friend recently suggested that I try OnlyFans. Now, I know a few girls in the UK who are making great money and I personally don't see any issue with it, but I am hesitating and want to know what the listeners think. I don't think my future career will be impacted if I do. Actually, it could make it better. I'm not prudish about being naked. I would love to be able to give back to my mom. So why am I still feeling weird about it? I can't help think sometimes all these OnlyFans stars are laughing all the way to the bank while the rest of us punch in and out for minimum wage. What do you think? Well, what do you think? I think it's really interesting because initially when I heard about OnlyFans, right? Because it is, I only heard about it maybe a couple of months ago. So just for context, I'm 40. I feel like I'm kind of a bit old for OnlyFans and some of these kind of apps, right? So it's not really like something me and my mates would talk about. So is it just one of these things that it's just the norm now for like a slightly younger generation? And they aren't, like this listener, as prudish about being naked or what they put online. Like I grew up in an age where you have to be really careful what you put online about yourself and you have to be careful, you know, the photos you pick, they might come back to haunt you. They might, you know, a prospective employer might see them on your CV someday or something like that, you know. The next generation, they don't care about any of that. They want to get famous, they want to get rich and they want it to happen fast. Would you have an issue with someone in your life, you know, setting up an OnlyFans account? You can get involved in the conversation. Please text 087-188-0008. What would your advice be to this listener? She's 24. Should she get involved in the world of OnlyFans? Let me know your thoughts. We have Steve on the line. Hi, Steve. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm having a ball, Steve. This is night one and like, it's flying by. And everyone's being really nice so far. So far, so good. Thanks very much for asking.
I've always pictured that, you know, in a radio studio that there's always a DJ sitting down and it's full of cigarette smoke and it's all dimly lit. But I'm assuming it's not like that at all.
Not anymore, Steve. No.
No,
those days have gone. All fluorescent lights and air conditioning. And yeah, but it's good fun. We're having a laugh. And I really, really like this email. I think this whole OnlyFans subject. Like, do you know how OnlyFans works? Is it something that
Okay. So, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you both sides. Because,
oh, good.
So here it is.
Okay.
Now, I don't care if a woman wants to go on and sell herself on OnlyFans. That is none of my business. But I also must say that a woman who does that is prostituting herself. And there's no way of getting around that. Younger women these days, you know, they do themselves up to the nines. And they are really, really, really pushing this thing with selling themselves on OnlyFans. And, you know, they're getting a name for themselves as being sluts, prostitutes, whatever handle you want to put on it, and they don't feel any shame in it. Should they feel shame? Personally, I don't think so. But if the glove fits, OJ, you know, so I do believe they have every right to do what they're doing. But in saying that, I believe that if a woman wants to be an actual prostitute or if a man wants to be a prostitute, that's their business. If they're not doing any harm to anybody, that's their business. But at the very least, admit what you're doing. You're selling yourself.
Okay, there's loads to talk about in your first point there, Steve. But I think interesting what you said there about how, like, let's call a spade a spade. If that's how you're going to make your money, don't be annoyed with people if they do judge you. Because some people will judge you for it, no matter what. Like, people are judgmental. And it's whether or not she's going to be okay with that.
No, and I can promise you this, you have the good old Catholic Irish who are going to ring in and they're going to say that she's a horrible person for doing that and blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing, what they say about her personality may be wrong, but what they say about her job is absolutely correct. She is selling herself, or he is selling himself, because there's a lot of guys on OnlyFans as well. And the thing is, if I could make money off OnlyFans, I probably would do it. I wouldn't have a problem being naked in front of people, not a big deal whatsoever. It's only skin. You know, I don't believe people should be ashamed of their body. But again, I will reiterate that people who are doing these jobs, porn stars, prostitutes, if the glove fits, that's your job. You know, if somebody turns around and says to you're a prostitute for doing it, hold your hands up and say yes. Don't say some artsy-fartsy thing, I'm doing it for art reasons, or, you know, this is art.
Well, I think she's pretty straight up that she's doing it for money. And, you know, she wants to pay back her mom for always supporting her. And she feels that, like, she's a good platform to do that. She does seem to be a bit hesitant as to what her mum might think. I wonder if it's something that they've discussed. Like,
I wonder why.
Would you feel okay if you had a 24-year-old daughter who was thinking about doing this?
Absolutely wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Steve, come
wouldn't
on
bother
now.
Me in the slightest.
Really?
No, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest, yeah. You know, I have a son. I don't have a daughter. I have a son.
Okay.
But if he grew up and said to me, Dad, look, I'm going on OnlyFans and I'm selling photographs of myself. I'm making €25,000 a month. Good luck, son. Fair play to you. You're not doing anybody any harm. There's no harm in this whatsoever. You're not abusing yourself. You're not running yourself down. All you're doing is taking a photograph of yourself. It's pixels on a screen. That's all it is. It's not really you. It's not your actual body that you're giving over to people. So, yeah, knock yourself out. Now, if I thought you were going into the actual game of prostitution and selling your body, then no, absolutely not. That's a very dangerous
game. So just to be clear, like, you think photos are fine, but it's if they're performing
absolutely.
Sex acts, it takes it is prostitution.
Well, if they're performing sex acts with someone, like, there's actually one of the callers of this, regular caller of the show, her and her fella, they actually are on OnlyFans. I'm wondering if Jane knows who I'm talking about. Maybe she can get them on. Because they're on OnlyFans and they actually have sex on OnlyFans with each other. Now, that's fine. That's her and her husband. They have sex. They want to share it with the rest of the world and make some money out of that. Off you go. But again, as I said, if somebody comes along and says, well, you're a slut for doing that, glove fits, that's what you are.
Well... I don't know. Like, if you just said she's having sex with her own husband,
you're prostituting yourself.
But why
you're selling yourself.
But what's slutty about that? Like, how is that, like, sorry to be repeating a word that, like, I'm really not a fan of it, but, like, how is that woman a slut if she's having sex with her husband
because,
and that's on camera?
Well, what is a slut? We'll use the word prostitute. You are prostituting yourself. You are selling your body images for money. Which means you're a prostitute.
Let's call it sex work. Let's call it sex work, I think, is what we'll do going forward, if that's okay.
But see, there's the thing. This is the word that makes everybody uncomfortable, calling people sluts or prostitutes or whatever. And like I said from the very start of this, if the glove fits. You know, if look, I'm a bald guy. If somebody turned around and said to me, you're follically impaired, you know, I'd say, no, I'm bald. Call me what I am. You know, that just whatever the fact is, just say the fact. The woman is prostituting herself, and this girl is thinking about prostituting herself to make money. Again, I've no problem with that. If she wants to do it, please walk away. As long as you're safe, as long as you're careful, you knock yourself out. But don't be offended when somebody turns around and tells you what you are.
Interesting point, Steve. And if you hang on the line, I would love to hear some reactions to it. You can get involved in the conversation. We're on Nighttime Talk. The text number is 087-188-0008. What are your thoughts on some of what Steve has had to say? Jessica, you're on the line. Thanks for getting involved.
No problem.
What are your thoughts on this email? Firstly, Jessica, this girl is 24 and she's thinking about going into this world of online sex work on OnlyFans. Is it a good idea?
See, the problem for me is I feel like it's glorified, especially for girls my age. Like, I'm not that much older than her. I'm 25, and I couldn't dream of doing it. And I even, like, when it started becoming, like, a big thing, me and the other half talked about it, like, just, like, in conversation. And she was like, oh, imagine if I started doing it. And I literally put my foot down, and I was like, if you do it, I'm gone.
Your girlfriend, really?
No, I wouldn't have it. I'm not having it.
And so was she seriously thinking about it?
No, it was just a conversation in passing. Like, I think it was like a passing joke, but you know yourself, you know what a conversation is.
Okay. She wasn't seriously considering it. Okay, yeah. You wouldn't be comfortable with that?
No, of course not. The way I see it is, and I know it's probably wrong to keep using the word, but to me it is online prostitution. And to be fair, it's not really those who do it that I blame. I actually blame the people who buy the videos or the pictures. Like, why do you need to buy something specific when there is millions and millions of free stuff? It's the fact that you need to pay someone to specifically see something that gets me.
Yeah.
It's a kink. This is what people do.
But Steve, there's millions of categories that you can watch free videos, like, for any kink.
Absolutely, I'm well aware of
that. You can Google any free video. So why does someone need to feel the need to throw 20 quid, 50 quid,
okay,
whatever it is?
Can I ask you a question, Jessica? Without telling me what they are, but I'm assuming you have a kink. We all have kinks. Yes?
You don't have to tell us what it is, Jessica.
Yeah, but I'm assuming there's something that floats your boat.
No. We're just normal.
I don't think anybody, normal. In fairness, I don't think anybody's normal. There's something that you see and you go, oh, Jesus, you know, your engine gets revved up when you see that type of thing. And that's fine. If something floats your boat and you want to pay a few quid to watch that,
I must be a plain Jane, because I'm not someone who's out there being like, oh, there's only this certain thing that gets me going.
No, but I think the point Steve is making is that, like, look, some people are into it, they want to pay and see it, and there's a whole industry around it. Fair enough. I suppose what we're asking tonight is, should this girl, like, she wants to do this to kind of forward her career. And
no,
I was making a point at the beginning of the show, or at the beginning
forward,
of the topic, that this might come back.
Though? No, forward what career? Like, she could go for a very high-paying job. Say like a very high-paying office job where she could end up being like a CEO.
How easy is that,
though? This could come back and bite her in the arse.
Like, literally by her in the air.
Who's shouting at me?
Who's that? Sorry, is that
Sorry,
Sarah?
Jessica, but I really think, like, in fairness, like, she's selling her soul. That's what she's doing. She's no morals about herself.
I'm not shouting.
I tell you what, sorry, well, Sarah's after coming everywhere. In. I tell you what we'll do is, Sarah, we'll just put you over here for a second. Can you hear me? That's Sarah coming in. Sarah, you don't agree with this idea at all that this emailer has.
Oh, Jesus, 100% no.
What's wrong with
it? I don't agree with it either. Where did I ever say I agreed with it, though? Where did I ever say I agreed with it?
Why, who said you agreed? I'm only telling you my opinion about it.
So you do that, Sarah. Sorry,
You're acting as if you're jumping down my throat as if I said, oh, yeah, go for it. I don't think she should. It's being glorified to her.
I think she has no morals about herself. Literally no morals. And the way Steve was going on about it, that really got my goat. Like, Steve promoting it. And then Steve turning around saying, well, if it was his son, he'd have no problem doing it.
No, but I'll tell you what, Sarah, I'm looking at a website here. Don't worry, it's not OnlyFans. It's a list of the top earners. And in a year, 36 million. There's one person earning 36 million from going on and selling pictures of themselves rubbing balloons or doing something really stupid.
Well, it's disgusting, it's filthy, it's demoralising.
Where she can just get a normal job,
sickening.
A normal job,
exactly.
And work away up there and get big money. Like, why
not 36 million.
For rubbing
balloons. Yeah, she's afraid to work. She's afraid
but
to
I tell you why.
This is what I mean, Steve. This is why it's
No, no, I tell you why. I tell you why, because the bar is low.
It's being glorified.
Jessica, the bar is low.
Come on.
You don't.
Yeah,
no, hold on a second.
Low for you.
There are some.
You're promoting your son.
No,
come on.
No, it's a very low bar. You only have to be good looking. You don't have to be super smart to go on to OnlyFans.
Would you cut
and
it
some,
out? Would you
some
really
people,
seriously cut
some
it
people
out?
Don't have the intelligence
to become a multimillionaire or
you have no intelligence.
To be the next Elon Musk. People don't have the brains to become that, but what they can do is they can go on to OnlyFans, sell a couple of images. Like I said, this is pixels on a screen. That's all it is.
Yeah, but it's still... It's not.
Listen, come here.
It's still
listen.
Paying for something. It's still online prostitution. Online gigolo.
So do you think, you're selling your dignity?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. And Sarah, you think the same. They're selling their dignity, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so the two is, if I was in a room with you, could you show me your dignity? Have you got it stashed away in a pile somewhere?
No, but I tell you what, Steve, if I was in a room with you, I'd probably end up strangling you for what you're saying about
you probably
that. Right? That's number one, right? But number two is, right, so I don't think I would let myself down. I'm only messing literally. To your listeners, I wouldn't strangle anybody. But to Steve, right, seriously, right, there's a thing about having morals and respect about your body. And to me, somebody that goes on OnlyFans.
Why do you think
demoralizing
that?
Low self-esteem. And
I know Niall
had the lady on there speaking. I know Niall had the lady on there speaking. And she spoke ever so grand. Like, and she was making thousands. And like, and I listened to her for around 15 minutes. But you know what? The end of that conversation he had with her actually wasn't so inspiring from the start of the topic that he had.
Sarah Jane,
because
you know what?
What?
I'm sorry. You know I love you, but you're such a judgmental bitch.
I don't mind that, Steve.
No,
because you're just a judgmental dickhead.
No,
no. You know what I mean?
Because,
guys.
Because somebody...
Guys. Is that Wade or is that Steve? Sorry, Wade, is that Steve?
Steve, you know your place here, right? You're around women. Have manners.
I want to bring Wade in for a sec, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wade, you're waiting on the line there. You are inclined to agree with Steve on this. There's nothing wrong with it once we all know what we're getting into.
Yeah.
God, another man. Sweet Mother Divine Christ has got the golden glass.
Let him have his say there, Sarah. Go on. Go on, Wade.
Sorry. No. Sorry.
I agree. I agree with mostly what Steve has said, except a certain point. I don't agree that a woman who decides to get on OnlyFans with her husband would be deemed quote unquote a slut. Meaning.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit harsh. I was like, what? Like she's I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, because that is her husband. They're mm-hmm. free to do whatever they want to them with themselves for a public audience if they decide to do so. And given that she's staying
faithful,
that does not make someone.
It's okay to have sex in public. That's what you're basically saying. It's okay to have sex in public.
It's not public.
No, that's not what I'm saying, because it's not public.
Yeah, but it won't be to people
that's a very... Be logical here. If you go and have sex in public, you're going to get sanctioned for that. That obviously is not what is being said. What is being said is whatever someone decides to show of themselves to a wider audience is their personal decision, and it's fine. Another thing is, you're talking about someone not respecting their bodies. That is according to you. It's a subjective perspective. But who's to say they don't respect their bodies just because you don't agree with what they're doing? That is not correct. You define what is respecting your body.
If you want to get into the psychology end of things, go ahead, fire at me. Because I tell you one thing, they haven't got an ounce of dignity between themselves.
It's not a psychology aspect of things, because you can't make a generalized statement. What's acceptable for one person is not the same for someone else, and that's what makes all of us.
Do you actually think OnlyFans is like it? What do you actually think of OnlyFans in general?
First of all, mind you, OnlyFans is more popularly known for and as an explicit site, but that's not only what it's for, and that is not how it's for.
I was saying that at the start, Wade. Like, not everyone is having sex on it, and it's not all raunchy stuff, but that's just kind of what it's become known for.
It got poisoned.
Yeah, but sleazy.
It is.
Sleazy.
Loads of things are sleazy.
Poison.
And Sarah, just what I'd like to know from you is, like, what about actors who do sex scenes or models who do nude shoots? Like, do they have an ounce of dignity between them? Some of them are really highly paid, well-respected actors.
Well, I won't be looking at those highly paid, respected actors.
Have you never seen a movie with a sex scene in it, no?
Well, I wouldn't actually sit down and look at a movie with a sex scene
in it. Go away, Sarah.
No,
we all know.
No,
that is
I'm not going to go down this road with you.
But like, sorry, you've never seen a movie with a sex scene in it, or you wouldn't sit down and watch one if it had a sex scene?
With an actual full sex scene. If someone is kissing,
right,
and they're in the bed,
yeah, that's
but
okay.
If it went like below the chest or below the waist, I'd actually be mortified.
Sarah, do you know what you need to do, Sarah? Is you need to watch Saltburn and then text back in after it.
It was an awful movie. It was an awful movie. Terrible. Can I just point
out
something?
You know what? I didn't
even
see 50 Shades of Grey, and I hear people speak about it.
Go on, Steve.
I just want to say something. I want to say something about Sarah.
Okay,
I know Sarah, you're going on the radio.
I love you, Steve, right? And just remember,
I love you too. So, I'm not going to insult you. What I'm going to say to everybody else is that they don't believe Sarah. Sarah has espoused this opinion for years. She's very uncomfortable with sex and around sex, and she doesn't watch sex on TV. You know, this is not something she's saying for the show. I have heard her say that on many of occasions.
I do agree with Steve. Steve is nailed to there with me. My body.
Go easy. Jessica, just watch The Bad Language is the only thing I'll ask. Like, look, you know, we can have the crack. We just don't need to be cursing at each other. If that's okay. Thanks a million.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Steve is 100% right what he's saying there.
This is
cringe.
My first time here. You guys are the pros. So I'll take Steve's word for it, Sarah. I just think it's so interesting that you're just like, no, like absolutely not. If you show bare skin, if you do sex scenes, like just you've no morals.
Lauren, can I ask you a question?
I'm so uncomfortable with it.
Jessica,
that's all.
I'm actually in one sec, Jessica. I promise I will. Go on, Sarah.
And I think that's where I'm coming from with the OnlyFans.
Okay.
Because like I'm so uncomfortable as an individual with acting like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear of the likes of that, my body just. Like, I don't know. I cringe about it. Then I do be thinking of the person. And then I'm probably analysing. And then I'm probably, like, probably reading them and saying, thinking of their mental health or thinking of their well-being. Or, I don't know. I'm probably thinking too much into it.
No, I don't. Listen, thank you for explaining
it. I profile them,
Hang on there. Jessica, sorry, to come back to you. You wanted to ask me a question. Go ahead.
Would you be honest to God? Honest to God, hand on a Bible, cross your heart, hope
pass
to die.
Pass me a Bible, someone. Okay,
right?
Okay. Yeah, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Go.
Would you be genuinely happy if, you know, your sister, your niece, your cousin, someone who's a female, or even a male, as Dave said, because everyone's doing it now, would you be happy if any of your family members came up to you, like any of your close family members, and said, oh, this is what I'm doing now to get me money? Would you genuinely be happy with that? Or would you at least take a little bit low of them?
Okay.
Hand on heart.
I probably would be a bit judgy. I think I would be a bit like, okay, like, where are we going with this? And why are we doing it? I think I would be asking questions. I'd be like, okay, are you really happy doing this? And I was saying this, Jessica.
I go back to it, it's because it's getting glorified. It's been glorified since day one.
Where does this judgment come from? Ask yourselves that question.
Because you're showing pictures of your most intimate parts and intimate things for anyone to see.
I think it comes from so Jessica, I'm 40, right? And I think when I was growing up, there was this kind of like for a huge part of my teenage years, there was no social media. There was no sharing pictures of yourselves. Like I was so lucky, you know, that things didn't get posted online of people. But so it is this kind of culture of like, God, you wouldn't want people talking about you, or you wouldn't want people to see pictures of you.
I guarantee it, especially when it comes to women. And it is going to sound controversial. I'm going to say, if you ask all them about their child, as Sarah said, if you analyse them about their childhood, this, that and the other, I guarantee you, it all comes down to issues, and especially when it comes to father issues. We all know it's all down to daddy issues. The men are coming down to daddy issues, the man issues. I wouldn't agree with that.
But look, I think everyone is different. Can we please just remember that, right?
It all goes back to one common rule. It all goes back to daddy issues.
That's why they do it, because there was no father figure there to put in a bit of moral.
Jessica,
that's pretty unfair. You can't really say that.
Jessica, relax for a second. Let me ask you a question. So, because we're talking about this, like the women who are doing this are prostituting themselves and selling their bodies. Let's say you had a single woman, and she went onto Tinder, and she was hunting down men and sending them pics of her naked all the time, and she was getting great crack out of it. Now, she never met these men. Does she have no morals?
No, I think what the hell is she doing? Like, do you have any respect?
So it's
for
not
yourself?
The money aspect. It's not the money aspect. It's the sexualization, is what you're saying.
Where's the respect? Like, why would you?
For
why
who?
Would you show someone a picture of your most intimate self, where it can go anywhere? Keep in mind, screenshot that thing.
You probably know this already.
I know it's illegal, but screenshots are a thing. It can ruin your life.
I want to go back to this in a second. If you just bear with me, Steve, Jessica, Wade and Sarah, you're all brilliant. I want to go back to that point with Jessica in a sec about screenshots and things being shared. And then Jessica, I want to ask you a question as well, but I have to take a break. Just bear with me. If you're listening and you want to get involved in this conversation, the number to text is 087-188-0008. This is Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan. I would love to hear from you.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk. Got an opinion?
Hello?
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 2. Please join me for the latest trending stories. If you love your nostalgia, it's a bit like reeling in the ears on the radio. We call it Back to the Future. There's over €2,000 to be won if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Plus, only top tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. with Tesco. Feel the power to lower prices with your Tesco Club card.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Don't miss a single moment of Six Nations 2025 action. Scrum on over to Cassidy Travel's sports and events to secure your package for every Irish game. Call, drop into one of our central stores or visit cassidytravel.ie to book your place to cheer on the boys in green in 2025. Cassidy Travel, your one-stop travel shop.
Listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You're very welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Lauren O'Sullivan with you tonight and tomorrow night. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can text 087-188-0008. We have Steve, Wade and Jessica on the line at the moment. I think Sarah has left us, but we were under no illusions that Sarah is against this emailer of ours who got in touch. She's 24 and wants to join OnlyFans. Sarah thinks it's a terrible idea. Jessica, just before we went to the break there, you were saying about like how screenshots, things can ruin your life. And I think we've all seen examples of that. We've all seen images go viral, videos go viral that people didn't intend other people to see. But I suppose the thing with OnlyFans is you do intend for people to see it and you're making money out of it. So if you're okay with that, it's not a problem.
No, but I mean, like I said, like all it takes is maybe one video or one photo to go viral. And I feel like that will come back to bite her in the backside.
Because down the line, she might be ashamed of it.
Career.
Okay. Interesting.
So you want it to go viral.
Exactly.
And so what you're saying, Jessica, is, again, you're bringing in the shame into it. Because let me tell you, you've probably heard me say this on air before, but my penis is probably the one that has been seen most in this country because I send pics all the time.
Steve.
All the time.
Steve, we've just met. Tell me about it. What?
There's no need for it, Steve.
So I'm a gay man, even though, yes, I have got a child, but I am a gay man, and I go on to Grindr all the time. My intro is a dick pic. That's how I introduce myself to people.
Steve.
I don't say hello.
Hey,
like I said at the start, we all have our kinks. This is mine. I don't mind sharing that with people. Now, if somebody
really
sends that photograph...
No, I don't mind.
That's fine with me. No, trust me, it works. What?
Steve, I'm not a fan of dick pics now. I just don't think... Firstly, it's just not a great way to be introducing yourself. But look, like, if that's your kink, that's cool.
I have met on Tinder. Guess what? My introduction wasn't a photo of anything. I literally texted
my point about the pic.
I was a normal human being.
yes, my point about the pics was, if somebody screenshotted it, even though I did send it to them, if they send it to their friend and they send it to their friend,
it's
it
on
goes
you.
Viral.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So see, what? People see me naked.
Well, see, if they do that, Steve, that's actually illegal now.
Well, it wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't be pressing charges.
But I think the point is, Jessica, that like, if you're putting yourself on a site like OnlyFans, you've got to go into it knowing that people are going to take screenshots and it is going to be shared,
exactly.
But you're getting paid for it.
That's my point. Like, be prepared that someone will probably screenshot it, will send it out there, and it will probably come back and bite you in the backside, and it probably will ruin your life.
Well,
you've no one to blame but yourself for making that choice.
See, the thing is, if you're, first of all, the world has changed quite a lot, that I feel a few, depending on what industry you might probably want to find yourself, not many, okay, there's still going to be some sort of stigma, but a lot of places are advocating for less discrimination against certain people in sex work as well. So in as much as you would say it might come back to bite someone just because they had OnlyFans, that's not 100% for every single place. And secondly, I think if you are successful on OnlyFans, the least of your concerns is anything coming back to bite you, because
you're loaded.
You are earning the money.
You're loaded.
That you want.
Yeah.
She's probably there thinking like, oh, I'm gonna make loads of euros. I'm gonna get loads of money bags in. It is actually very rare that people make it big on that.
That is true. But that's one thing.
If I set up a YouTube channel, it doesn't mean I'm gonna be.
You're right.
It doesn't mean I'm gonna rake in cash from YouTube. Like, it's like
you're right.
It's
and she's a grown woman. So the important thing for her was a decision.
It's too big of a gamble for her.
You're right.
Jessica.
She's a grown woman. The important thing for her decision, as she makes her decision, is for her to make herself fully aware of all the risks and all the potential pros that she feels this would provide. So if she commits to it...
I just think she's taking too big of a gamble. She's probably, like I said, she's been probably glorified into thinking, oh, loads of people are making loads of money on this. I could do it. It doesn't happen for anyone.
Jessica, if she doesn't feel the shame that you feel on behalf of her, what's she got to lose? You've no right, putting your shame on her.
What if she does it, and she doesn't make big money on it? She'll be disappointed and think, what did I do this for?
Sure, she can go and work at McDonald's and hate that. Yeah, it is a gamble. Of course it is. She can go to McDonald's and hate that. Exactly. She's doing somebody else's thinking for them.
If she feels that great about her body, just go in for normal modeling then. You don't need to have an OnlyFans.
That's the same thing.
Show off.
Jessica, you're... Okay, actually, I need to touch on something. Jessica, you've been throwing out all these suggestions about getting a job and making it big in different jobs, but that's not as straightforward as you make it sound, first of all. And not everyone who gets into a job actually gets to make a lot of money or find satisfaction from any regular job that other people do. We also have to understand that people have different interests and different things that they'll likely venture into. So in as much as this might be a very niche area for someone to venture into as a job, it is a job of an interest that someone has. And it is not guaranteed, if she was to work a 9-to-5, that she would be getting paid big bucks. And you'd have to spend a lot of time with all these jobs to actually climb up to a position where you want to.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like she's been glorified.
Okay, that's...
And, oh, lots of people are making money on this. But realistically, you might not be...
But what if she is... What if she does have something that she's working on the side, and this is something that she's doing on...
It's too big a risk,
as Jessica is saying. Jessica, can I ask you a question, right? Because I really, really want to know the answer to this, and I'd say a lot of people listening do too. What would be your price? Like, everyone has a price. Like, how much would it take for you to, like, just put one boob pick up on OnlyFans? One boob.
Nothing, because I...
Liar.
I wouldn't do that myself.
10 million euro, Jessica. Hey. 10 million euro.
Why don't you start OnlyFans since you're already giving it up for free to every lad out there?
10 million, Jessica. That. Would you do it for 10 million?
No.
2 million. One boob.
No, because I have too much respect for myself, and I have too much respect for ourselves. Society.
You see that money in front of you?
Like,
that money is in
pay
front
your
of you
parents'
right now?
Mortgage off, pay your own mortgage off, like, set up your family for life.
I wouldn't take it, Lauren. I just have too much dignity for myself and my partner.
Okay, what if your parents were like, Jessica, we could really do with like 20 million euro, any chance you just flash a bit of nip?
I would turn around and say I'd rather be a drug mule.
Jessica, no.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Jessica, don't be so bloody silly. You go into the death industry.
Jessica, 20 million euro, not even a flash.
No.
On OnlyFans. And you could delete the account straight afterwards and we'd just give you 20 million.
No, because like I said, things can get recorded and screened.
Jessica, I put my hand on the Bible and answered a question honestly for you earlier on.
I put my hand on it and said, she's not going to. Just wouldn't.
Lauren, can I say something to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a true story. So your predecessor, Mr. Boylan, Niall.
Yes.
Years ago, when I first started coming on the show, I think it was like 11 years ago.
Wow, Steve, you're around that long. Why didn't they ask you to do the show while he's off?
I'm around that long. But when they introduced, when they first introduced WhatsApp into the radio station, it was the first night they had it. And they said, send in your photographs. Now, this is a true story. People remember this.
Oh, no.
And
I did.
I promise you.
We know how he introduces himself. This is where we're going with it.
Yeah. I swear to God. Now, it wasn't just a dick pic. It was like full-on nudity and me waving at the camera.
Steve, please. And that was, please. I
won't.
Do not send it. I'm not okay with it. I've just got here. I need to be here for another night, okay?
I don't. Please. But what's so offensive about a penis?
I don't want to see it. I just don't want to see it.
Why?
Okay.
But like you can, you know, I'm not going to send it. But my point is, don't worry, I'm not going to send it. But you know, people get so cringy and so offended by a penis. I mean, you may as well be looking at an arm or a face or a leg. We don't get offended by that stuff. We're so offended.
Steve, none of us are going to be okay with your dick pics. You can sell
it. I'm a guy too, but I'm going to say a penis is not exactly the most prettiest thing to want to look at. So, you gotta.
Neither is an ugly face, but you don't get offended.
Well, you gotta put some icing on the top of that or something to make that extra palatable for people to want to look at that.
I poke googly eyes on it.
Very quickly, I just want to bring Derianne in because Derianne's been waiting there in the wings. Hi, Derianne.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Mad Show.
Oh, listen, I am having a ball. Like, this is the most fun. I can't believe how fast the time is going. Derianne, thanks for having me, and you guys have all been amazing. If anyone else wants to get involved, it's 087-188-0008. It's a free-for-all. But Derianne, we're going back to this email from this listener. She's only 24, and she is thinking about setting up an OnlyFans account. She's got a good following as it is. Do you think it's a good idea?
So I can tell you, if I was 24 and had the body that she probably has, yes, why not?
Well, I suppose Jessica was saying that it's something that she could regret down the line. Now, my argument to that is people don't seem to care as much anymore about what they put out online. That, like, lots of stuff goes up. It doesn't come back to haunt people the way it used to.
Sense of decorum.
But Jessica, you're very young to have used the word in there earlier. Steve took you up on it, shame. Because that, at my age,
oh,
that word...
You're only a year older than your one who sent in the email.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
mean, but you're very young. That's very young.
No, I just feel like I have a bit more decorum and a bit more dignity, a bit more self-respect to myself. She clearly must have daddy issues or something.
No, but if you've maturity and you look back, I would prefer to be like that 24-year-old than to have been where I was at 24, where it was everything. But just hold on. Listen to me. Where everything was shame, everything was about sex was dirty. We had the church, you know, telling us women were filthy for having children. You know, so like my thing would be if I was 24-year-old of my age now, like I wouldn't give a flying fiddlers. And yeah, if my boobs weren't going south, I'd be up there in the morning with them up on the.
You take the 10 million, Derianne, would you?
Oh, gee, you must. Of course, I would.
Derianne, you do. Sex was old fashioned, but.
Sorry, but you know there's a section. Derianne, you know there's a section on OnlyFans for. I want you to say elderly women, but there is a section
mature
on the website
for
mature
women.
Yeah,
oh,
and there's lads out there. Yeah, there's lads out there who love that gravity has taken over. You know, they absolutely love that. And you'll probably make a fortune out of it. Go for it.
Well, there you go. I'll let you know, Steve.
Darianne, you said you wouldn't have a problem if any of your kids came to you and they said, listen, I'm on OnlyFans. This is how I'm making money. You'd be okay with it.
Do you know what? I've learned over the years that no matter what my kids came to me with, I have accepted, because they are who they are. And now, them accepting me being like that would be a different story. But I have accepted a lot of stuff over the years, because I feel, you know, you kind of got to go with the flow. And because the generation of a 24-year-old is not that far away from what this, my generation, and it was dreadful what we were succumbed to with the Catholic Church and sex and no sex before marriage and all this stuff. And we were petrified.
Shame.
What did you say, Jessica? Sorry, yeah, it's the word shame. You're a little low, so it's just hard to hear you. So if you could just...
If we just accept OnlyFans as if it's just a regular thing, like, oh yeah, no problem. Where's the line then? It's just going to get worse then. Like, we can't just...
There's no harm.
Just because the world...
They're not hurting you. But then why is this insulting you so much, Jessica? They're not hurting you. You don't have to log on. You don't have to watch. You don't have to be in these people's lives.
No, but I just feel that the world is losing their self-respect and their decorum. Like, there's no need to put your private parts behind a paywall for any Tom, Dick or Harry who wants to sell out the money. Because
but they're paying for it, Jessica. They're paying for it. Like, you're making money out of it.
And I think the convent is calling you, Jessica.
Like I said, it's being glorified. If I came home tomorrow and said that I'm doing that, I'd be kicked out of the house. My family would disown me.
Okay, Jessica, genuine question. I'm not saying this is you, but if there are people who I'm aware kind of look down or discourage OnlyFans because of the idea that people get to make easy money, whereas they have to put in a lot more effort to get what they're, you know, the money, that the income that they have. So my question to you is genuine self-reflection. Is there any hint of that behind your position on this topic? Are you discouraging this?
Are you just jealous, Jessica?
That...
Are you just jealous, basically, that they're making loads of money?
Yeah,
out of it?
Point.
Oh, yeah, I'm jealous because I'm not showing me flaps. Come on now, hop on to yourself.
But this is the thing, and I think Wade has touched on something, that like there is a lot of people that look down on it because these people are making a fortune and it's easy money. And here the rest of us are clocking in and clocking out.
I don't care if she's making 1 cent or €1 million. Like I said, my self-dignity, my self-respect.
Maybe you're jealous about how they look.
If she wants to flush that down the toilet, that's her choice.
Could it be their looks?
Are you a pretty girl?
What, give you out of 10? What would you give yourself?
Thank you.
But that's your girlfriend. She's going to say that. Judge yourself there. Out of 10, what would you say you are?
I'd give myself a solid 9.9.
Good for you, Jessica.
Yeah. Self-praise is no praise. Are you like Jennifer Aniston? Would you look like Jennifer Aniston?
Is Jennifer Aniston a 9.9 to you,
I
Steve?
Don't have
millions
of dollars to go get Botox and everything.
Well, I'm gay, so yeah.
Darianne, can I come back to you for a second?
Sure.
Why do you think people of a certain age? Because I do think that, going back to this email from this listener, she was saying like she's just a bit iffy about joining OnlyFans. She talks a lot about her mum in the email. Like, genuinely, I'm surprised to hear you say how accepting you would be of OnlyFans. But look, I don't know you. I just got here. Why do you think people of a certain age would look down on OnlyFans? Like Jessica was saying, that, you know, it's could come back to bite you. It's something that will follow you. It's been online. You know, Wade was saying some people are against it because they're jealous of the money. What are your thoughts on why people look down on a site like OnlyFans, which is, you know, I suppose, look, let's call a spade a spade, online sex work.
Yeah, well, I think there is jealousy attached to it because, you know, it was bred into people, a lot of people, you have to work hard to make money. And that's not true. That's not true. And it's unfair to put that on people.
You've got to be smart. And
yes, yeah, smart. And like, if that opportunity is there, I mean, I wouldn't like for any 24, you know, I look back at my 24, and I never knew the roads I was going to go down, of poverty, of working hard, of losing houses, of, you know, and, like, why would I do that to myself if I thought there was a different way and that I didn't feel shame about, because that word I've dealt with. Why do we have to judge other people and say, you know, that how dare they do that? Live and let live.
Well, Lauren, you know, I think I can answer the question that you just asked. I think it's inherited shame. That's what it is.
That word
people
is
have inherited
out,
the shame,
isn't it? The shame.
I think you're right.
A lot, yeah.
It's from the Catholic Church, good old Catholic Ireland. It's from their parents,
yeah.
And you notice that slowly but surely that shame is starting to disappear, which is a really good thing, because
absolutely.
I mean, why would you want to feel shame about your body, whether you're skinny, fat, tall, small, bald? It doesn't really matter. You know, once you feel good about yourself, and if you want to sell pictures of yourself online, off you go. But like I said, it's inherited. That shame is inherited. Like Jessica just said that if she said that to her mother, she'd probably bait her out the door and, you know, disown her. So basically, she got that shame from her mother. She inherited that from her mother.
But here's the thing, Steve, and Jessica was making this point, and I want to fly the flag for Jessica for a second now, because she's left us now, and massive thank you to Jessica for all the points she made. Because, look, there is a lot of people that would agree with what she had to say, that, look, this is just accepted now. Like, everything is online. Like, people share photos. Steve, you're talking about some of the photos that you share. It's just accepted now. And that's just the way of the world. It doesn't make it right. It's just how things have changed.
How does it make it wrong?
I'm not saying it makes it wrong. I'm just saying it's not for everyone. Just because times are changing like that, it's just not for everyone. Some people.
Okay.
Do you not think?
Yeah, okay. If it's not for you, I mean, I'm sure that this show is not for everybody.
Totally. Yeah.
Don't watch. Don't listen. You know, you don't have to go and look at these things. There's nothing worse than, you know, seeing somebody complaining about a comedian on stage telling a joke that they disagree with. You know, don't go and see the comedian if you don't like him.
Yeah.
Don't look at the sex show. You know, all you have to do is tune out. Stop complaining about it. It's that good old Catholic Ireland instinct that we have
to get rid of. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, love hearing your points, guys. And stay with me because we're having so much fun. It's 087-188-0008. I'm going to bring Chloe in on the conversation next. Chloe, you're on Nighttime Talk. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Chloe, you feel quite strongly about this. You think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a very bad idea. I don't think it's beneficial to a young woman. If we're speaking of just women in the scenario, I don't think it's beneficial to their digital footprint in later years. I think it can ruin their careers. It can ruin if they were to become parents and for their children to find this out. I just don't think it's a good idea at all.
So Jessica was making this kind of point earlier on, that this is something that could come back later in life on this listener. But as we've heard from Steve and Wade and Darianne, this is all like inherited shame. That, you know, why aren't we okay with showing our bodies online? So what? Like, if she's signing up to OnlyFans, she's obviously read the terms and conditions. She's okay with it. She's a 24-year-old adult. Is it not all right for her to do whatever she wants?
To a certain extent, but I just think, like, after the whole making the money and getting whatever benefits she can from it, it's not going to, like, she won't want to look at that. Like, it'd be like something she'll cringe at in later years when she finally is, like, finished with, because it's not something she's going to do until she's, like, retirement age.
Chloe, well, you're doing her thinking for her. That's what you're doing. You're doing that girl's thinking for her. Maybe, maybe this will happen. Maybe it won't happen. And even if, let's say it did, let's say she's in the office one day and some guy comes along and says, oh my God, you're that girl from OnlyFans. You know, here's a picture of you butt naked. And she goes, yeah, so? That's the problem gone.
And what if she doesn't want people knowing? What if she's one of them people who makes an anonymous account that doesn't show her face and someone finds it out?
The thing is, we're talking about years right now, and by the time that probably happens, in those years that we're talking about, that might not even be relevant anymore, where it would be potentially a quote-unquote problem or something to be quote-unquote ashamed about. And I guess fair enough, like, if some people can change over time and look back at stuff and be like, oh, okay, hey, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, oftentimes when I hear these things, especially when they get positive results out of it, whatever the situation is, not just OnlyFans, when they get asked a question, do you regret what you did? The answer is generally no. Even though you get asked, would you do it again? They'll say no, given the age and that they're at. But that's because they've changed as people. But what they experienced in the years prior to that was beneficial and something that they would say added to the experience and growth as the person that they are today.
Can I just say something there?
Go on ahead, Darianne.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just something I never shared before. When Big Brother came looking for people in Ireland, I actually went to the auditions and I ended up being on call while the show was going out live, and that if anything had happened, I would have been called in to have taken part in it.
Oh, wow. Now, what was that experience like, Darianne?
It was amazing, and I loved it, and I would never regret it, even if I had got on it. Maybe I'd think now, Jesus, what I wanted.
Did you get nervous every time the phone rang or when you were watching it? Like, what series
was it? It was the first one that came to Ireland.
When they first looked, so the very first?
When they came to Ireland and they auditioned in the RDS, and what they did was we went in, and we were put in groups, and then we had to, I can't remember how they did it, but I remember I went in a very straight lace, like a secretary's uniform, a skirt and high heels and a jacket. And then all of a sudden the shoes went off, the skirt went up, and I was doing an Irish dance. Now, don't ask me what they'd asked us to do or express. But then we went off and we did something else. And then we were brought in, I think it was 3 hours, we had to answer a questionnaire. And then I got the call. But we weren't allowed to tell anybody while the show was going out loud. So I couldn't tell. Now, I had kids at the time. And I couldn't tell them that I could have been called in. And every week I was there. But I accepted it because I enjoyed doing it. And it was something I could, you know, use expression that would have been belted out of me as a kid. And,
Darianne, would you have got your kid off?
Well, no. What I had done was shocking in those days, let's put it that way. Take off the jacket, pull up the skirt. And
I suppose, Darianne, as Wade was making that point, like, that was something you were doing at that time. Maybe 20, 30 years later, you'd be like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. But you can't change it.
No.
Once it's done, it's part of your life, as Wade said.
Absolutely. And I mean, that could show up anywhere. The survey thing that we wrote, actually it was very funny because Niall was on 19... No, where was he, Stephen, going back then? What was the other programme?
Jesus, well, lads, you're like a treasure chest of knowledge, the two of you.
Brother season one was in 2000 in Ireland. So Niall would have been FM at the stage.
There was a young lad called Joey, and he happened to go for it as well. He was a researcher, and Joey and I ended up in the same group, and both of us ended up doing the same, you know. And then I think he emigrated to Africa or somewhere, so we lost contact with him. But I don't regret it, and I mean, that could sound kind of wild now, because back then it was wild. Big Brother was mental coming into Ireland.
It was
it
was like doing something like OnlyFans now. Things just move on.
Exactly.
Darianne, so interesting speaking to you tonight. And Steve as well. Thank you so much for getting involved in the conversation and making me feel so at home here
on
Nighttime Talk. I'll be back tomorrow night, so do listen in. Thanks a million.
Good. We'd be tuned
in. Good to have you. And
thanks.
Wade also, and Chloe, thank you so much for all your input. And Jessica as well. Absolutely brilliant. Sarah, I think, was on in this hour too. You're all just fab. So thanks so much for having me. We still have another hour to go and I have some great guests lined up. And I, if you want to get involved, drop a text, because I want to know if you have ever thought about your own funeral. You can text 087-188-0008. This is Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My name is Lauren O'Sullivan and I would love to talk to you.
Nighttime Talk. Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s, and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits